Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
MVP, Paige.
Oh, all right. So let's get the list of the inductees.
Yes, please.
Possible inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, if you get a ball bat, I know what I'm going to write on the knob of it. You'd be the Billy Ripken of radio.
Uh-huh.
You'd be S-Face.
Oh, boy. Thank you for that.
That's a Batman villain, isn't it?
I think it is, actually.
Boy Wonder, look, it's the S-Face coming after us.
He's going to get us.
Nashville terrible.
Shoo, Bruce. It stinks. Quit calling me Bruce. I'm Batman right now.
What's his superpower? He's going to rub his fist against us.
So here's the list, the highest honor in the rock and roll categories. Possible inductees announced. Mary J. Blige, Cher, the Dave Matthews Band.
Mary J.
Foreigner. Peter Frampton, Kool and the Gang, Ozzy Osbourne, A Tribe Called Quest.
Well,
you only got two of those left.
Broken record time.
Let's call it the Music Hall of Fame. Just like, here's the reason I would say that. Mary J. Blige doesn't probably want to go in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because she's like, I'm not rock and roll.
Yeah,
but at the same time, the whole facade of being a rock star moved on to people that were not rock stars anymore. It became like a blanket statement.
It is. I mean, it is the Hall of Fame now.
Call it Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah, just don't have all these offshoots, you know, Hip Hop Hall of Fame or, I mean, they kind of are like, you know, Source Awards. And
Is being a member of the Opry is not being a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame, but is there a Country Music Hall of Fame?
Pretty sure there is.
There is?
Let me look and see.
Because, I mean, I know that you're invited to be a member of the Opry. It's not like you have to. There's young members of it. Like, I think Fatboy's favorite, Coe Wetzel, I think, is a member of the Opry.
But you got to pay your dues, right? Then they let you in?
I think it's like it's almost like a out in the secret society.
Do you want to guess where the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum is?
Nashville, Tennessee?
Yes, sir, it is.
Well, I guess they do.
Let's see.
Is it near the Ryman? I know the Johnny Cash Museum is near the Ryman, but it used to be bigger, and then they sold part of it to Patsy Cline's family. She got the top part of it. I'm like, I mean, give him a whole street.
So the class of 2024 for the Country Music Hall of Fame will be John Anderson,
Swangin',
James Burton, and Toby Keith.
Oh, yeah, he should be first ballot.
I don't know James Burton, but...
He was reading Rainbow, correct?
Man, I like John Anderson I like him a lot, but... Hall of Fame?
Oh, God, yeah. Seminole Wind, Swangin'?
Yeah, I know you had Straight Tequila Night. And,
oh, yeah.
I mean, but if you look at Toby Keith, had a ton of hits.
Also, yeah, but...
I want him to go in.
In sports, you have to be... Retired for 5 years? Or is that just Major League Baseball?
It's that with the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Okay.
It might be in general.
In wrestling, it's not. They should have put Bray in last year. To do it now is like, yeah. Put him in.
Yeah.
Hey, he passed away real young. He was on top of his game. He was. Remember The Fiend with the lantern? Remember we recreated that? Yeah.
I mean, this has been around a long time. Chet Atkins was inducted in 73.
Dang.
Gene Autry in 69. I mean, it's been a thing forever.
They let Porter Wagoner in it?
Might you know what?
Rules against that.
Mm. I can look alphabetically. I'm sure he's in. He's got to be, right? Yeah, he was inducted in 2002.
Well, the ceremony streams live on Disney Plus on October 19th, so it's coming up pretty soon.
God, it used to be an HBO signature thing. It was always the HBO you had to watch the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it was. And they would just chop it up so you can just see the music.
I would like to watch the Country Music Hall of Fame, especially if they show the old legends sitting out there. Like, I want to see if Marty Stewart can stand up in those tight-ass jeans.
Oh, man. Does he have the old seams that they used to iron?
I wish Conway... Did Conway Twitty live long enough to see Marty Stewart's tight-fitting jeans?
Ooh. So,
got hair like a woman.
Speaking of Disney Plus is officially cracking down on password sharing this week. And they'll let you add one new member to your account. It costs an additional $6.99 a month for Disney Plus Basic, and then $9.99 for Disney Plus Premium.
What's the what is the difference between Plus Premium?
I think it's not ads. They started to introduce ads on some of these.
Oh, okay.
I know, because I watched Doogie Howser on there, and it'd have an ad sometimes.
You've called him Dookie for years.
I think it's just on the brain now because of what we just did.
Well, it was on her face earlier.
Oh. It never ends.
Kind of, sort of.
Poo-face.
How the hell is Alison Krauss?
Literally poo face today.
She's
not in the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Okay. Wow. Really not. That's kind of shocking.
Ann Murray's not in? She's not country, I guess. Well,
she was during that genre. It was a time when you had to be put into it.
How long
genre.
Has that been in effect, though, the Country Hall of Fame?
Oh, years.
72?
Like, yeah. Well, even before that. But I mean, Ann Murray as well.
What about
Snowbirds?
Who was the lady that was blind? And she, somebody knocking. Oh, who could? No, that was Ann Murray. There was a blind country music lady singer.
Oh,
real popular in the 80s.
I can't think of who it is.
You know, you remember that at all, though?
Blake Shelton's not in.
No, he's a woman. I'm not a woman.
He was eligible since 2020. He's not in.
Blind
country. You better put me in that damn Hall of
he's
Fame.
He's got
don't...
plenty of attention now. He doesn't need that. Let's see. Terry Gibbs. That was her name. That was her. Somebody's knocking. Oh, Lord, who could it be? Lord, it's the devil. Oh, look at him. But she was blind.
I forgot about her. The chicks aren't in. Dude, Clint Black's not in.
Is Ronnie Millsap in there? The pride of Robbinsville, North Carolina, for God's sakes? There's a stranger in his house. All these people. She was blind. The devil was at her door. There was a stranger in his house. Who was it? He didn't know.
It's pretty scary.
Who the hell decides who gets in? Because Dwight Yoakam's not in the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Well, he
nor is Eddie Rabbit.
He did something to piss somebody off years ago. He never got CMA nominations or anything. That was one of the memes. Like, this guy's never received any nominations. This woman's gotten two, and it was him standing there with Beyonce.
Dude, Faith Hill's not in the Hall of Fame. This is
7,000 nowhere. He wears tight jeans too.
You want to know the top dating trends and some new terms?
You're falling asleep right now, aren't you?
No.
What was in that stuff?
So do you know what yap trapping is? It's when someone just talks about themselves on a date and doesn't ask any questions. 49% of singles have dated a yap trapper before. That's basically going out with someone, just they talk about everything about themselves, brag about, oh, you know, I got a car, I make so much money, and never say, so tell me about yourself. What do you do for a living?
Yeah. See, I'm the opposite of that. You're probably listening to the show saying, yeah, right. But really, when it comes to getting to know, I put all the attention on them, like new people that I meet or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I look at it as almost like an interview, like a guest on the show. Like, mm-hmm. So tell me about you. Like, you seem boring. I'm going to make you interesting. There's something in there. It's going to be
let them shine a little.
Yeah.
What about freak matching? Connecting with someone over shared quirks or general weirdness. 39%.
Like Diddy would be into.
Experience that.
How would you approach that? Like, hey, I'm into this. Are you into this?
Yeah.
You're in right stud. I am.
Hey, stud. I'm in all kind of fun stuff.
Here's another term. Grim keeping. Bonding with someone over your darker side or shared dislikes. 28% have bonded over a mutual hatred.
It's called malicious, isn't it?
Who do you hate?
That's usually falling to those by accident, right?
Well, that's a term that is now demonized like crazy, like a militia.
I thought this was a gun club.
Militia doesn't always mean a bad thing. I mean, you look back at American history, militias, we wouldn't be here today without them.
But ever since Ruby Ridge, you know, it kind of took a turn, and that's what people consider it now. It's either a militia or a cult. It's a cult if they're unarmed.
Or if it's just somebody like the dude the other day that made his teeth out of deer, remember? He was just living off the grid.
Francis Wharton.
He didn't want to be part of society, but people said, oh, he lives on his own off the grid. He must be planning to be this town. B-O-M-B.
The only thing I remember,
I can't spell, so I can say.
And then Paige made the great joke.
He had buck teeth.
See, I know.
Look at that.
This is the most simple thing was right there, and we moved past it.
So here's another term, being smutting. That means when you fantasize about things from shows or movies happening in real life. So 33% of these daters, no smutting. S-U-M.
Yeah, that sounds worse.
It does.
33% have done it, and 40% of women and 28% of men have done that.
Matt, man, did Terry Gibbs and Ronnie Millsap go on tour together? No, of course not. Who would have drove?
And the last term is sticking, and that's pursuing someone after looking past an initial ick or something superficial you don't like about that person. 36% have done that.
So why would you go after him? Like, I don't like this, but...
You are the guy who told me...
Okay.
I'm paraphrasing here. Correct me, but you said your standards are too high. You should just settle. What I was talking about, I'm not really finding anything.
Yeah, I felt like... I forgot the point to it, though.
It was. I said I'm not interested in.
Oh yeah, I felt like you had a lot of prerequisites, like a lot of qualifiers that.
Damn right.
Would be hard to kind of check off.
Then forever single. Then
like
for, no more
for you.
Yeah, like I've said, like I have prerequisites, and if the boxes don't get checked, it won't. Why waste her time?
Uh huh.
What if they end up like complete psychos though?
They have.
Would that be worth dealing
but
with?
See, that's bad when you think that everybody else is psychotic.
That's why they say don't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah.
She might seem normal.
Oh. Nobody's normal. So do you believe in the six rule? That you date six girls, four of them you like, two of them you don't care about?
Oh. Why? No, why?
That's the general dating rule. Yeah.
See, I'm not good with names anyway.
All these people, they're, you know, if you're all over.
So what you're doing is you're being mean to, or essentially being misleading to two.
Mm-hmm. And,
but the way the.
But that you're keeping them because, you know, you're connecting with them on social media.
But male-female psychology, the woman, if she extends it out there, you know, like a flirtation or whatever, and he doesn't, that drives most women to want to chase more.
Well, some people can't get six opportunities.
I mean, it's a weird thing. They're like, oh, he's playing. Listen, here's my thing. I don't play games.
I don't either. I don't have time for
it. Ain't got no time for it. I don't have the patience for it. Life's too short. I ain't playing no games.
All you got to say.
If you just want to do me, just say it from the beginning.
Do you want to,
Matthew?
Do you want to spend time together? Because then I have to make time for people.
Yep.
And my time is valuable. And I'm not just saying me in particular, but the older you get, the more, you know, you value your time because you have family, you've got work, you have responsibility.
And the guy's usually going to pay for it?
Not normally.
Well, old school ways. I don't mean that in a bad.
No, I'm just saying I wouldn't. Nowadays, right, fat boy, you wouldn't just assume that someone's going to buy you dinner because that could be awkward at the end. You get
it. Well, they have to take out a short-term loan to buy his.
Thank you. Thanks for dinner. And he's like, oh,
I eat a lot too. Don't worry.
We're going halves.
We'll go in halvers.
We'll take a big bite of this break here in a minute.
Right. Imagine being a Dutch woman. They never get paid.
Oh, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Wooden shoes and all that.
Oh, my
all
goodness.
Right. We're going to take a break. We're still going to do happy birthdays. We're still going to suck it. We're still going to fumigate this room.
That's heard of thunder.
Morning, everybody.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys. And now, TBT on TRG.
We're going to talk to Danielle. Danielle's been texting us since Friday.
Yep.
Asking about the Freak Show Halloween party, our Halloween party, October 28th at Revel Event Center. She wants to go, but she has kind of a, she has a request, and I'm positive somebody listening can help her out with this. And plus, I know I can promise her that what she wants will be a possibility. But
oh, do tell.
Let's get her on to talk about it. Jeff, you got her on the phone, right?
Yep.
She's here. There. Man, I didn't think she would be, but she showed up. Danielle, you there?
Yeah. Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, Danny.
So you've been texting us for a couple days now, throughout a couple shows off and on. Because there's something you want for Halloween this year. You don't care about Christmas presents. You don't care about birthday presents. You want a Halloween present.
Yep. So I was wanting to know if at the Halloween party there's going to be any guys that are dressed Deadpool. I don't know. I really want to hook up with a Deadpool on that night. And something about that costume and, like, the character, it's just so sexy to me. So I would love to know if there's going to be anyone dressed up like Deadpool.
I mean, I see the fact that you called us and we got you to say this on the air is, I imagine there will be at least 5 to 15 Deadpools in attendance now. But you can take your pick of various Deadpools.
Ooh, if I could take my pick and you can promise me some Deadpools at your party, then I promise that I'll get a ticket the second that we hang up.
I can promise you there will be some Deadpools. After this phone call, there will be Deadpools at our party. At least a couple. I mean, I would say at least 5 or 6.
Well, why is it so popular? I still haven't seen it. Like, what's the big deal with it?
Yeah, why do you like him, Danielle?
Oh, man. I mean, he's just like, he's assertive, and he's funny, but he's witty, and he's got this, like, I don't know, it's like this bad guy, but good guy vibe. I just, everything about him.
I'm pretty sure that I can guarantee you at least some Deadpools at the party, to the point that if you show up to the party and there's no Deadpools there, I will give you the $20 you paid for the ticket.
Oh, damn.
Because there will be Deadpools there. Maybe not a Deadpool for you to hook up with, but there will be options for Deadpools that you can have sex with for Halloween.
I just counted about 30 of them on our text messages that are willing to go now, and they're saying that you sound hot.
Well, no.
You guys don't have to reimburse my ticket or anything like that, but I mean, honestly, if I don't get naked with a stranger in a mask that night, I'm going to be pretty disappointed, you guys.
God.
Wow.
Now you realize it's not going to be Brian Reynolds, right? That's why women want Deadpool, because they think Brian Reynolds is going to be at the party.
Brian?
Ryan.
Yeah, I mean,
Ryan Reynolds,
he's hot, but like, it'd be awesome if he just kept that Deadpool mask on all night. Now I don't even care about Ryan Reynolds. Just want the mask. So, it turns me on.
So the dude can just wear the mask the whole time.
That's pretty,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's dudes out there who'd really get into that.
And yeah, he can wear the mask in full the night.
She's going to, yeah, if he's like 350 pounds and half of his beard is sticking out from the mask, it don't matter, right?
No, Deadpool does have like a good looking body. He's wearing that tight suit the whole time.
Oh, you can't be a fat Deadpool. That's been ruled out.
Well, I was looking at Halloween costumes online. They make like big and tall, like 3XL Deadpool outfits. You want to go be a fat Deadpool? Awesome.
Is it a Deadpool costume or is it just a shirt? You gotta wear the mask.
What, you got a Porky Pig in a Deadpool t-shirt and a mask?
What if a guy's wearing a Deadpool t-shirt? Would that work for you?
No. Doesn't do it for me.
Okay.
He sent a mirror picture.
Oh, man. I'm engaged, right? I'm not going as Deadpool.
But you looked hot. Maybe that would sway her.
I looked hot in a comic book t-shirt.
Yeah, you did.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm wearing a wrestling t-shirt today. Am I sexy now?
Not to her.
Oh. Well,
no, it's got to be Deadpool.
Well, we can, yeah, we can definitely. I mean, dudes are saying there will be Deadpools there. They're saying they're going to dress up as Deadpool. So, yeah, we can do that. But what's your costume going to be?
Okay, so I'm going to be the sexiest Captain America that you guys seriously have ever seen. I've been working on this costume, man, I guess since April. I've done everything on my own.
You've been working on it. You've been stitching and sewing. It's like completely homemade from scratch?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 100% homemade. Like, I don't play around with Halloween.
That's cool. Did you make, like, a Captain America shield for yourself, too?
Yeah, I got everything. I got the whole costume. It's not just one of those, you know, cheap ones you can buy.
That's cool.
Oh.
That's cool.
Wow, we're going to have guys, you know, trying to leave their wives at home to dress up like Deadpool and sneak out.
I know. Sexy Captain America looking to hook up with Deadpool at our Halloween party, right?
That's it. Yeah.
This is terrible.
Stay home, baby. I got to work. I got to work in this Deadpool mask.
Well, Danielle, you are going to get a Deadpool for Halloween. I guarantee it. What were you going to say? Sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, I didn't want to be a home wrecker. That was not what I planned on doing.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be a single Deadpool. Don't worry.
Okay.
I'm sure that'll be, you know, because, look, involved people keep tabs on each other on Halloween.
That is true.
And if they don't, they must not be too seriously involved. That, or they're very trusting. But you'll get you a Deadpool this Halloween. Don't worry about it. You go ahead and buy your ticket right now, and you'll get you a Deadpool. There will be Deadpools available for you.
Man, that would make my night.
All right, well, hell, we'll see you in, 2.5 weeks, Danielle.
Yeah, that sounds great. Thanks, right, guys.
Cool, you have a good morning.
Oh, man.
Sexy Captain America looking for Deadpool at the Freak Show.
You gotta have the mask. You gotta have a good body. So you pretty much have to look like, you know, Ryan Reynolds in the movie. You got to be in shape. You can't be a midget Deadpool. You can't be an overweight Deadpool.
Is that what she said? She said you're not an obese Deadpool. She said leave the mask on. She said, I'm not looking like Ryan Reynolds. She said she wants to have sex with Deadpool.
Don't you can't make be an obese Deadpool.
Don't make it harder than it is.
Can't be a stinky Deadpool. You got to shower before you come.
Well, take a bath. Yes. Take a bath. And otherwise, just be you. Talk some blank. P1 Gary Busey will not get laid because he said if he dresses up like a carton of cigarettes, she'll lose her mind. But
can't be a deaf Deadpool because you won't hear.
That's true. And if you were a blind Deadpool, I guess, well, you should have been Daredevil.
The Odyssey app makes your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys morning show.
Live from callrob.com studios here in Greenville, South Carolina, it is time to say there's a flood advisory. It's been extended until tomorrow at 12:30. Happy birthday to famous people born on the 26th of September. Happy birthday, or
suck it. So you have to decide. Let's start with...
Hurry, I've got to go get bread and milk.
Oh, we got to get eggs, too. Let's start with Serena Williams. Excuse me. Williams. It's Richard's girl. Venus's sister.
She's got it. Yeah, baby, she's got it.
Which one's better at tennis?
Serena is the greatest female tennis player of all time.
Yeah.
She's no BJ King.
She can still play, but she
I'm
don't.
I'm not referring to your college nickname, Fat Boy. I'm talking about Billie Jean.
I think you read that off the pages of yearbook.
They didn't make yearbooks back then. I will say.
You remember, Matt.
Yes, come on now.
Spraying them all out today.
You know what?
You remember when you had hieroglyphics.
I know. I still text in Latin. I will say 49. I don't think quite 50 yet.
44.
Well, you're right. She's nowhere close to 50. Oh. Serena is 43 years old today. Would you like to guess?
Shame on me for not keeping up with women's tennis.
I don't see. This is a borderline now. I don't know if she's still famous or not. Christina Milian.
But we're going to be doing Gigi Fernandez next.
The singer, Christina Milian.
Yeah, I remember her.
Not the dog whisperer, Caesar Milian.
Caesar. And not the city in Italy either. That's Milan.
Not what you take for heartburn.
It's my Lanta.
Oh, my God.
Not the place that Tyler Perry owns. That's Atlanta. Not at. It's
Atlanta.
Atlanta.
He's all over the place, isn't he?
Yeah. My God.
Christina Milian.
Yeah, man. I let's go with 46.
Sounds good. 47.
She is also 43 years old.
I blame it.
This lady's having a birthday today.
No.
Empress of Tomorrow.
The Oscar.
You still can't speak English that well at all. No. But I did see she went to Bucky's to get a pork sandwich.
I like the way she dances. Like she's goofy. She don't care.
It really is.
I'm going to say Oscar is also 44. I'm going to go to the trifecta.
All right. Sounds good. 44.
Well, she is also 43.
Oh, shoot.
The previous two were 43.
Oh, well. I'm not paying attention.
Look at
well.
You. Sorry, Oscar, we had to cut your music short because this gentleman's got a birthday today. And it's not Wanye. Sean Stockman.
Boys I gave you me. His pop vinyl for Christmas.
It's in the office.
I got you the whole... Well, it's weird. The pop vinyls, they only made 3 of the 4 Boys to Men. So I got you the whole set.
And the one... I forgot the one on the left.
But not really. The tall one?
Yeah.
The one that did the bass. Because they did that, there was that one movie that we both saw a while back. They did a cameo in it.
Yeah, maybe they stopped when he left. I don't think they do much anymore. I don't know if they tour.
ABC, BBD.
The East Coast Family.
53.
54.
And all the chicken fingers you can eat.
Yum.
Sean Stockman is 52 years old. This gentleman here played your Lord and Savior in a movie about 10 years ago, I'd say. He was also in a movie called Frequency.
Oh, God. Give me the initials.
JC, oddly enough.
I can't think.
Jim Caviezel.
Yeah.
He's pretty.
What
He's
a great.
Blue eyes.
I implore you to watch that movie if you've never seen it, especially if you had a dad.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's really. And he did the movie about trafficking that was pretty good. I forgot the name of it. It came out a couple years ago.
He is beautiful.
He's good beautiful. Actor. I ain't trying to hook up with him.
Mm-hmm. That's sacrilege, Paige.
No.
Paige wants to do Jesus.
Do not. Well, I do love Jesus.
Amen. I will say.
Doesn't show, but whatever.
Jesus is 2024. Well, we're talking about, right? Jesus is 2024 years old. But Jim Caviezel, that's his age. Yeah. I will say 61.
Oh, gosh. 58?
Jim Caviezel is 56 years old.
I was close.
She was Sarah. She was Sarah Connor. The Terminator 1 and 2. Lena Hamilton.
Lena.
She had a play named after her last name.
Any relations to Rip Hamilton?
They're cousins.
Okay. How was this a hit? I'm sitting here listening to it now. Like they're talking about eating a bunch of Philly cheesesteaks and... Name dropping other bands. Like, what's this song about?
Nothing, really.
Nothing.
I mean, what was Water Runs Dry about? Was there a water shortage?
Why not go chase waterfalls? Like, was that a hidden message, TLC?
Was that?
I like chasing them.
Was that like a song on behalf of Darfur?
I thought it was going opposite of rainbows. I thought it was anti-gay message. Don't chase rainbows, chase waterfalls.
What you doing? Okay. Linda Hamilton.
Linda Hamilton, everyone knows this. She's 71 today.
71, if everyone knows.
Oh, Linda Hamilton is 68 years old today.
Here I am living in 27.
You are just wrong.
We got one more, a fun one. I think it's a fun one. Jonathan Goldsmith. Does that name sound familiar to you? Jonathan Goldsmith.
No.
Is it Carol's husband?
No, you...
Actually,
that's a good answer. Good answer.
You may know him as the formerly most interesting man in the world.
Oh, yes, that guy, the beer.
Oh,
from
yeah,
the Dosey Quiz commercials.
Yes.
Yeah, what happened to him?
Now they've moved on to like tattoo artists. That's who they.
The most interesting man in the world.
You'll be surprised at his age. I thought he was. I was surprised.
What were you, younger or older?
I thought he was a lot younger.
Oh, okay. Oh. So I'm gonna go big 82.
90.
He is 86 years old today. We only got one happy heavenly birthday for you. Olivia Newton-John would have been 76 years old. She passed away.
She's in Xanadu today.
Yeah, 2 years ago. I think she had breast cancer, right? I think that's what happened.
Didn't she go missing for a while?
No, her husband or boyfriend disappeared.
That's what it was, yeah.
Yeah, that guy might still be alive, or he was at the time.
Xanadu. Did you ever watch that movie, Xanadu?
No, I didn't.
It was freaky, man.
It's about roller skating, right?
Yeah, but it was like in the future, but not. It's very strange.
I watch Roll Bounce.
I was more of a Bo Derek kind of guy than I was ONJ.
Born a Bo Jackson guy?
They're both gorgeous.
Yeah. I moved on from Bo and went to Gigi. I'm like Gigi Jackson.
You want to talk about cultural misappropriation to the nth degree? That's Bo Derek. I mean, you had cornrows.
The dreads,
the
yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Just take it upon yourself to do whatever, I guess.
You know where I found out, like, what, maybe not with everyone, but like cornrows came from, is from hiding your hair to wear a wig.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm basing this off of one thing only, and it's an episode of Sanford and Son, where Fred and Aunt Esther were going at it, and he swiped at her, and her wig fell off, and she looked like Marcus Lattimore from the eyebrows up.
That's awesome.
I saw somebody on the show, and I'm like, that looks like Fred Sanford's buddy from Sanford and Son. I forgot his name. Yeah.
Bubba Bexley. Yeah. Or Grady.
That was Grady.
Grady.
Yeah, Grady. That was the one. He was Whitman
Mayo.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, that looks like him. I can't think of his damn name.
I'm a big fan.
What else can you say?
I'd like to say this. Paige, you nailed it today. You just nailed it. You were great. You were authentic. You were fun.
Can I just say I'm sorry? I cried and felt weak.
Well, you did, and I don't appreciate it, so try not to do that again.
Sorry.
Don't ever cry ever again. If you've not seen the video yet, it's on Facebook.com/RiseGuys and YouTube at The Rise Guys. But here in about 15 minutes, Instagram, X at The Rise Guys as well. Go watch it. Watch Paige think that she's getting a facial with cow poo. It really was cake frosting. She had 9 in.
Yeah, you fooled me too, which is good.
Yeah, I was getting ready to sling that door open and tell you to cut it out. Hey, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Have you a blessed day. Get today's podcast. Text podcast to 72341. That's the TLCMotors.com text line. We're on the Odyssey app as well. AUDACY. Google, Amazon, all of them. Go get it. Tomorrow's Friday. The FOF line. Any heat?
Oh, yeah, there's heat coming. And, you know, we got to get to it.
What? Another round of picks?
Yeah, it starts new.
We're all born again tomorrow, Paige.
Hell yeah, you could win the whole month.
And tomorrow's Friday, so that's a plus as well. Y'all, don't row your boat today. Go to a higher ground. It's probably a coffee shop somewhere. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.
Nice. The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Break it down!
Live from callrob.com studios here in Greenville, South Carolina, it is time to say there's a flood advisory. It's been extended until tomorrow at 12:30. Happy birthday to famous people born on the 26th of September. Happy birthday,
or suck it. So you have to decide. Let's start with...
Hurry, I've got to go get bread and milk.
Oh, we got to get eggs, too. Let's start with Serena Williams. Excuse me. Williams. Miss Richards' girl. Venus' sister.
She's got it. Yeah, baby, she's got it.
Which one's better at tennis?
Serena is the greatest female tennis player of all time.
Yeah.
She's no BJ King.
She can still play, but she
I'm
don't
not want... referring to your college nickname, fat boy. I'm talking about Billie Jean.
I think you read that off the pages of yearbook.
They didn't make yearbooks back then. I will say.
You remember, man.
Yeah, come on now.
Spraying them all out today.
You know what?
You remember when you had hieroglyphics.
I know. I still text in Latin. I will say 49. I don't think quite 50 yet.
44.
Well, you're right. She's nowhere close to 50. Oh. Serena is 43 years old today. Would you like to guess?
Shame on me for not keeping up with women's tennis.
I don't see. This is a borderline now. I don't know if she's still famous or not. Christina Milian.
So we're going to be doing Gigi Fernandez next.
The singer, Christina Milian.
Yeah, I remember her.
Not the dog whisperer, Caesar Milian.
Caesar. And not the city in Italy either. That's Milan.
Not what you take for heartburn.
It's my Atlanta.
Oh, my God.
Not that place that Tyler Perry owns. That's Atlanta. Not at. It's
Atlanta.
Atlanta.
He's all over the place, isn't he?
Yeah. My God.
Christina Milian.
Yeah, man. I let's go with 46.
Sounds good. 47.
She is also 43 years old.
I blame it.
This lady's having a birthday today.
No.
Empress of Tomorrow.
The Oscar.
You still can't speak English that well at all. No. But I did see she went to Bucky's to get a pork sandwich.
I like the way she dances. Like she's goofy. She don't care.
It really is.
I'm going to say Oscar is also 44. I'm going to go to the trifecta.
All right. Sounds good. 44.
Well, she is also 43.
Oh, shoot.
The previous two were 43.
Oh, well. Not paying attention.
Look at you. Sorry, Oscar. We had to cut your music short because this gentleman's got a birthday today. And it's not Wanye. Sean Stockman.
Boys I gave you me. His pop vinyl for Christmas.
It's in the office.
I got you the whole... Well, it's weird. The pop vinyls, they only made three of the four Boys to Men. So I got you the whole set.
And the one, I forgot the one that left.
But not really. The tall one?
Yeah.
The one that did the bass. Because they did that, there was that one movie that we both saw a while back. They did a cameo in it.
Yeah, maybe they stopped when he left. I don't think they do much anymore. I don't know if they tour.
ABC, BBD.
The East Coast Family.
53.
54.
And all the chicken fingers you can eat.
Yum.
Sean Stockman is 52 years old. This gentleman here played your Lord and Savior in a movie about 10 years ago, I'd say. He was also in a movie called Frequency.
Oh, God. Give me the initials.
JC, oddly enough.
I can't think.
Jim Caviezel.
Yeah.
He's pretty.
What
he's
a great.
Blue eyes.
I implore you to watch that movie if you've never seen it, especially if you had a dad.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's really. And he did the movie about trafficking that was pretty good. I forgot the name of it. It came out a couple years ago.
He is beautiful.
He's good. Good beautiful. Actor. I ain't trying to hook up with him.
Mm-hmm. That's sacrilege, Paige.
No.
Paige wants to do Jesus.
Do not. Well, I do love Jesus.
Amen. I will say.
Doesn't show, but whatever.
Jesus is 2024. Well, we're talking about, right? Jesus is 2024 years old. But Jim Caviezel, that's his age. Yeah. I will say 61.
Oh, gosh. 58?
Jim Caviezel is 56 years old.
I was close.
She was Sarah. She was Sarah Connor. The Terminator 1 and 2. Lena Hamilton.
Lena.
She had a play named after her last name.
Any relations to Rip Hamilton?
They're cousins.
Okay. I was just a hit. I'm sitting here listening to it now. Like, they're talking about eating a bunch of Philly cheesesteaks and name dropping other bands. Like, what's this song about?
Nothing, really.
Nothing.
I mean, what was Water Runs Dry about? Was there a water shortage?
Why not go chase waterfalls? Like, was that a hidden message, TLC?
Was that?
I like chasing them.
Was that on, like, a song on behalf of Darfur?
I thought it was going opposite of rainbows. I thought it was an anti-gay message. Don't chase rainbows, chase waterfalls.
What you doing? Okay. Linda Hamilton.
Linda Hamilton, everyone knows this. She's 71 today.
71, if everyone knows.
Oh, Linda Hamilton is 68 years old today.
Here I am living in 27.
You are just wrong.
We got one more, a fun one. I think it's a fun one. Jonathan Goldsmith. Does that name sound familiar to you? Jonathan Goldsmith.
No.
Is it Carol's husband?
No, you...
Actually,
that's a good answer. Good answer.
You may know him as the formerly most interesting man in the world.
Oh, yes, that guy, the beer.
Oh,
from
yeah,
the Dosey Quiz commercials.
Yes.
Yeah, what happened to him?
Now they've moved on to, like, tattoo artists. That's who they...
interesting man in the world.
You'll be surprised at his age. I thought he was... I was surprised.
What were you, younger or older?
I thought he was a lot younger.
Oh, okay. Oh. So I'm going to go big 82.
90.
He is 86 years old today.
Right.
We only got one happy heavenly birthday for you. Olivia Newton-John would have been 76 years old. She passed away.
She's in Xanadu today.
Yeah, 2 years ago. I think she had breast cancer, right? I think that's what happened.
Didn't she go missing for a while?
No, her husband or boyfriend disappeared.
That's what it was, yeah.
Yeah, that guy might still be alive, or he was at the time.
Did you ever watch that movie Xanadu?
No, I didn't.
It was freaky, man.
It's about roller skating, right?
Yeah, but it was like in the future, but not. It's very strange.
I watch Roll Bounce.
I was more of a Bo Derek kind of guy than I was ONJ.
Born a Bo Jackson guy?
They're both gorgeous.
Yeah. I moved on from Bo and went to Gigi. I'm like Gigi Jackson.
You want to talk about cultural misappropriation to the nth degree? That's Bo Derek. I mean, you had corner
with the dreads,
the
yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Just take it upon yourself to do whatever, I guess.
You know where I found out, like, what, maybe not with everyone, but like cornrows came from is from hiding your hair to wear a wig.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm basing
sense.
This off of one thing only, and it's an episode of Sanford and Son where Fred and Aunt Esther were going at it, and he swiped at her, and her wig fell off, and she looked like Marcus Lattimore from the eyebrows up.
That's awesome.
I saw somebody on the show, and I'm like, that looks like Fred Sanford's buddy from Sanford and Son. I forgot his name. Yeah.
Bubba Bexley. Yeah. Or Grady.
Grady.
That was Grady.
Grady.
Yeah, Grady. That was the one. He was Whitman Mayo. Yeah, yeah. I was like, that looks like him. I can't think of his damn name.
I'm a big fan.
What else can you say?
I'd like to say this. Paige, you nailed it today. You just nailed it. You
That's
were
good.
Great. You were authentic. You were fun.
Can I just say I'm sorry? I cried and felt weak.
Well, you did, and I don't appreciate it, so try not to do that again.
Sorry.
Don't ever cry ever again. You've not seen the video yet. It's on facebook.com/riseguys and YouTube at the Rise Guys. But here in about 15 minutes, Instagram, X at the Rise Guys as well. Go watch it and watch Paige think that she's getting a facial with cow poo. It really was cake frosting. She had 9 in.
Yeah, you fooled me too, which is good.
Yeah, I was getting ready to sling that door open and tell you to cut it out. Hey, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Have you a blessed day. Get today's podcast. Text podcast to 72341. That's the TLCMotors.com text line. We're on the Odyssey app as well. AUDACY. Google, Amazon, all of them. Go get it. Tomorrow's Friday. The FOF line. Any heat?
Oh, yeah, there's heat coming. And, you know, we got to get to it.
What? Another round of picks?
Yeah, it starts new.
We're all born again tomorrow, Paige.
Hell yeah, you can win the whole month.
So that'll
I want
be,
you to.
And tomorrow's Friday, so that's a plus as well. Y'all, don't row your boat today. Go to a higher ground. It's probably a coffee shop somewhere. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.